Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm coming from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix, and I'm not sending anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Am I speaking to Jasmine?
Yeah.
Jasmine Navarro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
All right. So, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's clear.
Thank you. In what year you were born?
2001.
2001?
Mm-hmm.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you or a household member?
Me.
Thank you. Overall, how do you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I mean, it's good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more dining and entertainment options. 1 being very little, 5 being a lot.
Maybe 3.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
That'd be like 4.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
Oh, yeah. That's a 5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
That's like 2.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
That's like a 4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I said a 3.
Okay, thank you. Now, more good paying jobs?
That's like a 5.
Got it. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Okay. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Maybe the right amount.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of this kind of business in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Doctor offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yes, strongly.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
What was the middle one? Strongly and then what?
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains.
Somewhat.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of store and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Let me think. I don't know. Do I have to say? I don't know.
You could just tell me what you like or just something that I could put down.
Maybe like activities. Like I saw they put, what was it? Like that jungle gym place, like a activity place maybe.
You're talking about recreational?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Switching gears here a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's probably like a moderate problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Moderate problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yeah. Yes, they're strongly.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
Yeah, strongly. Agree.
Single-family detached homes?
Yeah.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own it.
You say you own it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Okay?
Okay.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. You strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Repose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
What is the option to agree? Strongly agree?
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat famous.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have my diploma, so my 12th year.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay?
Okay.
Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
Right there, I think it's...
Okay, got it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jasmine.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Complete, bro.